Hey Sylvia, how's it going? It's John Constantine from Chatting with the Constantines. I wanted to say I had an awesome experience on your show today. I thought your show was awesome. You had awesome questions for me. I just had a great time. And guys, check out Syl Stein, The Daily, her newest show, The Coffee Chronicles. It's an awesome podcast. I recommend it to anybody who likes talking about coffee and writing tips. Syl Stein is one of the best. Again, Sylvia, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you in the next one.
Good morning and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. Happy, happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to their day as I know I am. It's always really great to hear people wishing you well on podcasts, but I recently got to interview some great people. John Constantine and his daughter Destiny Constantine have a podcast on Anchor FM called Chatting with the Constantines. And if you have not checked it out, please do. They talk about so many different topics. That's why it's called Chatting with the Constantines, about anywhere from health, sports, to technology, different topics of the day. And also Destiny talks about premiered her book club, where she talks about her writing journey. Both of them have written books together. It's John and his daughter, Destiny Constantine. I was able to be on their podcast recently, and I'm so, so grateful. Thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure being on your podcast, talking about how I started the podcast and my writing journey and sharing tips with you guys as you shared with me. And I wish you nothing but the best on your podcast. I wanted to start the show by saying that. And also, please check them out on my podcast of The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I was able to chat with the awesome John Constantine. Unfortunately, Destiny was ill. I hope she's feeling much better. Hopefully, she'll join me another time. But I was able to chat with the amazing John Constantine of Chatting with the Constantines. And if you have not, like I said, checked them out, please check them out on the through Anchor FM. Chatting with the Constantines. They're also available on several other platforms. Please check them out. And it's Chatting with the Constantines. Constantines. So make sure to do that. And shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. You all are awesome. I hope they check out your podcast. I wanted to start The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM by first saying that. And thank you for the lovely message. I've added it on the episode. Thank you so much, John. And Destiny, thank you for having me on as your first guest for the book club on your podcast. And please check them out. I hope you check out also The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. And we're ready to begin. Happy, happy Tuesday. This is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. So come right back. Happy, happy Tuesday and good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents The Coffee Chronicles. Today, I am drinking my Dunkin' Donut coffee with my half and half Land O'Lakes, which I love. And I'm enjoying my coffee and it's a Tuesday. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And this is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. Today, I'm going to speak to you about Kristen Hanna and her books, but especially I'm going to focus on Firefly Lane, which is now a series on Netflix. Okay, here we go. Kristen Hanna is an award-winning and best-selling author. Author spotlight today, I will say that. Kristen Hanna is an award-winning and best-selling author of more than 20 novels, including the international blockbuster The Nightingale, Winter Garden, Night Road, and Firefly Lane. Her novel, The Nightingale, has been published in 43 languages and is currently in movie production at TriStar Pictures, which also optioned her novel, The Great Alone, her novel Homefront has been optioned for film by 1492 Films, produced by the Oscar-nominated The Help, with Chris Columbus attached to direct. So she's a busy lady. Kristen is a former lawyer turned writer who lives in the Pacific Northwest with her husband. Her novel, Firefly Lane, became a runaway bestseller in 2009, a touchstone novel that brought women together. And The Nightingale, in 2015, was voted a best book of the year by Amazon, BuzzFeed, iTunes, Library Journal, Pace, The Wall Street Journal, and The Week. Additionally, the novel won the coveted Goodreads and People's Choice Awards. The audiobook of The Nightingale won the Audiobook of the Year award in its fiction category. So, my God, she's got a lot of accolades, award accolades, and everything, but I want to focus on her books. She's got several. She's got The Four Winds, The Great Alone, The Nightingale, Homefront, Night Road, Winter Garden, True Colors, Magic Hour, Comfort and Joy, The Things We Do for Love, Between Sisters, Distant Shores, Summer Island, Angel Falls, On My Sight Lake, Home Again, and of course, Firefly Lane and Fly Away. And today I'm going to focus on the book Firefly Lane, which is the book I just got because I watched the Netflix series. Normally I read the book first, but I watched the Netflix series. Now I'm reading the book, and it says this. Let me describe the book for you. Firefly Lane. From the New York Times bestselling author of On Mystic Lake comes a powerful novel of love, loss, and the magic of friendship. In the turbulent summer of 1974, Kate Malarkey has accepted her place at the bottom of the 8th grade social food chain. Then, to her amazement, the coolest girl in the world moves in across the street and wants to be her friend. Tully Hart, or Tallulah Hart, seems to have it all: beauty, brains, ambition. On the surface, they're as opposite as two people can be. Kate, doomed to be forever uncool with a loving family who mortifies her at every turn. Tully, steeped in glamour and mystery but with a secret that is destroying her. They make a pact to be best friends forever. By summer's end, they become Tully and Kate, inseparable. So begins Kristen Hannah's magnificent new novel, spanning more than three decades and playing out across the ever-changing face of the Pacific Northwest. Firefly Lane is a poignant, powerful story of two women and the friendship that becomes the bulkhead of their lives. From the beginning, Tully is desperate to prove her worth to the world. Abandoned by her mother at an early age, she longs to be loved unconditionally. In the glittering big hair era of the 80s, she looks to men to fill the void in her soul. But in the button-down 90s, it is television news that captivates her. She will follow her own blind ambition to New York and around the globe, finding fame and success and loneliness. Kate knows early on that her life will be nothing special. Throughout college, she pretends to be driven by a need for success, but all she really wants is to fall in love and have children and live an ordinary life in her own quiet way. Kate is driven as she'll lose sight of who she once was and what she once wanted and how much she'll envy her famous best friend. For 30 years, Tully and Kate buoy each other through life, weathering the storms of friendship, jealousy, anger, hurt, resentment. They think they've survived it all until a single act of betrayal tears them apart and puts their courage and friendship to the ultimate test. Firefly Lane is for anyone who ever drank Boone's Farm apple wine while listening to ABBA or Fleetwood Mac. More than a coming-of-age novel, it's the story of a generation of women who were both blessed and cursed by choices. It's about promises and secrets and betrayals, and ultimately about the one person who really truly knows you and knows what has the power to hurt you and heal you. Firefly Lane is a story you'll never forget, one you'll want to pass on to your best friend. And for me, this story hits, you know, it's about friendship. And I've had the best friendships. You know, we all have those friends that we treasure for forever. And for me, I've had, of course, I've talked about before, my best friend and sister for life, which I knew from third or fourth grade. We grew up together, you know, went through so many different things, you know, school, college, and, you know, we had our children. She got married first, had her first child, you know, Roland, her only child, Roland, and her, you know, and we went through different things, you know, throughout our life with my sister, Fran, all three of us, you know, and my little sister too, but the three of us, it was Eloisa, myself, and my sister, Frances. We all grew up, you know, listening to 80s music. We did so much stuff together. They even called us the Red Roses, and we used to sing and do all these things together. We grew up, and, you know, I had my kids, and, you know, I got married. She came to my wedding, everything. You know, we all participated in each other's lives, and we're friends for years, and we'll always be. But unfortunately, illness, you know, my friend, my dear friend and sister got sick, and, you know, eventually she passed away suddenly. And even though she was ill, it was still, you know, the way she died was very sudden. And it's still, it hurts. It was a beautiful, you know, she was in my life for so long, and she's always in my heart. But I think this is why I related to Firefly Lane, because it was about the closeness of friendships, and everybody has ups and downs, but overall we always had our ups. But we were all close, and we still are, you know, and me and my sister Fran always reflect on that. And my younger sister, you know, remembers, and she says, you know, it must be so hard. And it is. But this is a, you know, if you treasure your friends and new friends that you've made, you treasure them. I have new, you know, other friends that I have now, but, you know, but you always have that one friend that, you know, what you grew up with, you've done things with. So this is very, very close to my heart. And of course, I had another dear friend, Amy, who also I met when I moved to North Carolina. And unfortunately, she passed away last year suddenly. And that was a shock as well. So it's been really, really rough. But this show and this book has helped. And I still grieve, even though it happened, you know, a year, you know, for my friend Eloisa, it'll be 4 years. For Amy, it'll just be, you know, a few months. It's not even a year yet. And it, you know, you always mourn those you love, of course. But this is a book for friends, and the fact that you need to treasure them, and so many things go along with it. But I think Kristen Hanna really captures that essence of friendship. And Netflix, I believe, so far, because I've been reading the book, has done a good job with the series. I think the people they've cast for the show, the younger actresses, if you're not familiar with Firefly Lane yet, on Netflix, they have made it into a show. Okay, let me. Okay, it is. Let me look at the cast here. Sorry, I had to come to my room because my kids. Okay, we have the younger cast, which is Ali. I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Scobie. She's the young Tully. And then Rowan Curtis plays the young Kate. And then, of course, when they get older, it's Katherine Heigl is Tully. And Sarah Chalk plays Kate Malarkey. And it's Malarkey, but, you know, it sounds so much like Malarkey. So it's a funny thing going on there. And then, of course, we have Ben Lawson. Ben Lawson is, you know, is Johnny Ryan. And then there's Bo Garrett. She plays Cloud. You'll find out more about her as you read the book and in the series. And then you meet Kate's parents, Margie Malarkey, and, you know, her father, Bud Malarkey, which is Paul McGillian. And then, you know, there's other characters, you know, that come out in the show, and you'll get to meet them as you go. And, you know, and the things that they go through in the show. But the music is phenomenal. I thought Netflix captured, you know, the essence of you know, they mentioned ABBA and you know, and Fleetwood Mac. But they played so many different music from Carly Simon, In Excess, to so many different different elements of music that they play throughout the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the present time, all this stuff. And it's a great show. So I really hope that you give Firefly Lane, read it, and also watch it. It's definitely for older people. I don't recommend until you're at least, I think, 18 and up to go ahead and read, reading is one thing, but yeah, 18 and over. I think, I don't know if reading it is one thing, but watching the show for Netflix is definitely 18 and older. Because there's some scenes that they have that are a little, older, because they show, with Tully and different things that they all both go through. So, and they deal with hard things and, serious things. And, it's not anything light. They go through different things. There's, the series deals with assault and repercussions and things that happen and with people in real life and things that people go through, drug abuse and the different things and what it takes its toll on, and the ramifications of that. So make sure that, when you're watching the series, if you're a younger person, that, you can't really watch it unless you're, you get an approval to do. I would say wait until you're older, or at least in high school. But I think 18 and over is for the show. And as far as reading, well, that's up to your parents. You can read the book, depending on what you're allowed to read and stuff. That's up to your parents as well. But it's a great read for those of you that are 18 and up. And also the series is phenomenal. I told my one of my dear friends that I've made since in a few years now, we're going on now 4 years, because our daughter's 4 or 5 years that we've talked to each other. Shannon, she's been reading the book and watching the series. Oh, I don't know if she read the book. Sorry, she's been watching the series, but I recommend the book honestly. Maybe, and I'm sure she'll probably read that too. But her and her best friend Jen are watching it. And there's a lot of people that have been watching it that have asked me, hey, is it good? Is it, and it's awesome. It's an emotional book, an emotional show, an emotional book, and, kept tissues with you. I recommended it to my mother-in-law to watch, and, and she'll probably remember all these songs growing up, because I heard them from, growing up in the 70s with my mom. I was an 80s child in high school, but all these songs are just phenomenal. And anyway, now I'm rambling, but I just wanted to do this short show for the Daily Whistlestein through Anchor FM to recommend this book, The Author Spotlight on Kristen Hannah. If you have not checked out her books, please do. And there is another book that goes with Firefly Lane, which is called Fly Away. But I'm not going to read the description, because then it might spoil the other book, and I don't want to do that. So check out her other book, Fly Away. It also has to do with the Firefly Lane series. Check out all her books. She has a website, KristenHannah.com, and you can just check out all her stuff there. Just type Kristen, KristinHannah, HANNAH, and she also has subscribe to her newsletter that you can sign up for. That's the best way to get news from her books. I am going to sign up, definitely, because I want to know more about her. And if she ever listens to this podcast, I would love to have her on the show one day and speak more about her books and, all of that. And it would be amazing. So shout out to Kristen Hannah and her amazing books. We'll be back. I'm going to do the wrap up. I'm going to speak about my author update and what's to come. And thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. We're talking about the books by author spotlight, Kristen Hannah. We'll be right back. Thank you. And now we're back to the wrap-up here on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Tuesday. And on another amazing show, I hope you enjoy it. We spoke about author Kristen Hanna, all her books, but we mainly focused on Firefly Lane and especially the book and the series. And I hope you'll check that out. But I wanted to give, please check out her website, as I mentioned. I'll put it on the description as well. And also the big shout out to John and Destiny Constantine. Chatting with the Constantines is on Anchor FM. Please check out all their platforms. Thank you for that lovely message, John, which I have included on the show. So big shout out to you guys and Destiny. I hope you get to make the show next time. And thank you for having me on your show. But I wanted to also focus on my updates. I'm working on my latest book, Battered Mind. I'm putting it together already for my editor. I'll be sending it to her, the updated draft, and we'll be working on it. And I'm also headed back to work next week. I start on Tuesday in person and back at school at Fuquay Elementary. And, you know, I'm really excited. And just like I said, we all have to, you know, we just got to keep doing our stuff, stay safe. I'm very grateful that my family, my friends, loved ones are all well. Thank God. I'm very excited today. My friend Lisa's coming over. I haven't seen her for a couple of months now since I left for Texas. They had Christmas and all that, so we didn't get to see them. I think we saw them before Christmas, and we haven't seen them since. And looking forward to that. But I just wanted to say, you know, keep up with all the stuff. Stay safe. I'm very grateful that my mother's doing better every day. Thank you for all the well wishes on her. She was out of the hospital. She's been out of the hospital now for a few weeks now. And she's doing better back home in Bronzeville. My sisters take care of her, especially my sister Fran. And, you know my brothers and sisters who are down there, Erica and Mark. And they're all doing a good job. And, you know, I shout out to my mom. Shout out to all my family, my brothers, Raymond, Efra, Ray, Mark, Erica, of course, her husband, Joe, my father, my brother-in-law, Mark's wife, Jessica, their kids, my nieces, nephews, my sister, Fran, her husband, Rick, Doris, my niece, Raymond and his family, my sister-in-law, Laura, and her daughter, Natalie, and Nolan, and her kids, Natalie's kids, and also Nolan, and the doggies, of course, Nico and Kobe, my brother's dogs, and Frankie, Alex, and Lydia, Mark and Jessica's kids, my nieces and nephews, and Nicholas, my godson nephew, and of course, Roland, little Roland, and Sela, and Roland, and all our church back home, Holy Family, my mom, of course. Of course, my in-laws, mom and dad here in North Carolina. Love you, mom and dad. And of course, all my family, friends, my brother Efrain, his daughter Katia, my niece, and anyone I forgot. And of course, my friend, my dear friend Shannon, Lillian, love you guys. Of course, Caitlin, her daughter, love to all of you. Her boyfriend Rob, all of you guys, God bless you. Cambria, Corey, Noah, Gwen, God bless you guys. We love you guys. Sergio and Lisa and their kids, we love you guys as well. Nina, Gunner, and Maverick, all of you guys, and all our friends, and Jen, and anyone that I forgot, I apologize. I'm not trying to forget you. My friends back home, Araceli, Lupita, Anna, Christy, all the wonderful friends, family, and of course, Erica, Joe, and Nicholas. God bless my sister, my other sister, and of course my family here, my husband Jeremy, my children Paul, Michael, Consuelo, his work people, all our family, the people at Fuquay Verena Elementary, and all our children in the world. And God bless, and thank you for listening. I hope you all have a most amazing day. Thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope you check out the show. And thank you for joining me. Happy Tuesday. Have a great one.